This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here, back from, vacation with the lovely and gracious Robin, who joins me this morning on the air. And anybody who'd like to say hi, you're welcome to do that. Good morning, Robin.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. You?
I'm awake.
Awake, barely,
huh?
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, we're here, and lovely week. Last Saturday, Robin's daughter, Brian, got married to Jason, and it was a great ceremony. Of course, it moved from, what was
Canopy.
The answer? Huh?
Martinneck State Park.
Martinneck State Park, the beautiful venue there on the water, to inside, unfortunately, because of the deluge that came last Saturday as a result of, I guess, some of the outliers from that
nor'easter, I think.
It was a nor'easter, but, you know, everybody was watching Matthew off the coast. So we moved it inside and had a great reception and a good party and a lot of people there and some few folks I knew and other, you know, family members and things like that. But it was a lot of fun, no question about it. And then we left Sunday and went to Rocky Gap State Park Resort Casino. That was a pretty nice little stay there for a couple of days, and bailed out of there after a day or two, or a couple of days, and then headed to Ocean City and stayed in Ocean City a couple of days. And that was it was a very relaxing time. A lot of driving, but it was a very relaxing time. And we got together with Robin's sister and had some good food down in Ocean City, good seafood. And here we are.
Back at it.
Back at it. Yep. Whirlwind 2 weeks. Prep for the wedding and closing deadline for Marilyn Shucks Oysters magazine, which came out yesterday, hasn't been delivered yet, but it's here. It's about to be delivered. And we're kind of proud of the magazine. It's not the typical big old magazine that we put out for the crabs or for the hunting magazine, but you know what? It's a handy dandy little oyster magazine. A lot in that world that we can't cover. Of course, we tried to get some input from the Maryland Waterman and got nothing. And we talked to folks at the Chesapeake Bay Foundation, and of course, right at the deadline, the Oyster Recovery Partnership had their big event in Baltimore. We weren't able to attend that, but I think we put together a pretty cool magazine. Stories, a little blast from the past, and linking some waterfowl hunting to oyster farms. And a lot of folks are offering some good stuff for the Christmas season, Maryland oriented stuff, like the Maryland store up here in outside of Westminster. They've got a lot of gift items for people who like crabs and oysters and seafood and things like that, and Maryland, all Maryland oriented stuff. And then we got, you know, the folks down at Blair's Jewelry who are offering beautiful sea bags and a Santa.
It's gorgeous.
Yeah, Santa with a basket of oysters, you know, mm-hmm. that kind of thing. Some cool stuff, and a lot of folks are Mike's Big Green Egg with the Yeti stuff for Christmas and stuff.
Santa Claus, yeah.
Santa Claus holding up one of those Yeti mugs like we carry. So anyway, here we are back, and we welcome your phone calls. We got all your emails. We got a lot of emails from you folks last week that were getting in the muzzleloader contest, and we're going to continue to offer the muzzleloader till last Saturday of this month, and then we'll restart it again for November and restart it again for December. So we've got three muzzleloaders from the fine folks at CVA. CVA.com if you'd like. And, you know, these folks manufacture some great muzzleloaders. It's what I shoot. I've been very dependable. I've taken deer and bear with them. And I like my CVA. Very accurate firearm. And so, you know, they're good to the Maryland Hunting Coalition. They send us a muzzleloader to give away at our March last Saturday in March event, which you can mark on your calendar if you like, March 25th, 2017, the fundraiser for the Maryland Hunting Coalition coming up. So we'll take your phone calls for the muzzleloader contest, and here's how it works. You call 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. Or if you know you're on a landline phone and you're outside the Maryland area, Baltimore area, you can call 800-WCBM-680, 800-922-6680. And we would love to take your phone call. Chris Klaproth is our producer this hour. He'll take your phone call. He'll take your phone number when you call, and then stay on the line, and you go on the air with me just to say hi or whatever, and, hey, Alan, well, you know, go away, or yeah, whatever you want to say. We're happy for any kind of comments to get you in the muzzleloader contest. So call, leave name and phone number, go on the air for 2 seconds if you want, say hi, and then you're in the contest. Does that sound good?
Sounds like a great deal.
Great deal. Yeah, and at the end of the month, everybody's name goes in a hat. We pull somebody's name out, whoever the producer is that hour, and somebody's going to win. It could be you. We get maybe, I don't know, 100 and maybe 150 names in the, you know, so it's pretty good odds of getting called. And so we've got folks out there that are shooting our muzzle loaders, and we'll be shooting them this this week during the muzzle loader season. So, I mean, I can't tell you how many muzzle loaders we gave away over the years, something like 25 or so, maybe more. I don't know. 410-922-6680. Lines are open. Time for you to call. Time for you to call. Well, I'll get you caught up here a little bit. Let's see. Fall trout stocking has begun, mostly out in western Maryland. We were up there. We saw a trout stocking truck headed down the Interstate 68 the other day. That was pretty cool. Let's see. Oh, man. Look at this. Three men were charged. This is the beginning of October, with 23 counts of wildlife violations after an investigation indicated they illegally hunted deer over a two-year period. Dustin Walter LaCates, 24, and Mark Wayne Fletcher, 22, Jr., both of Salisbury, and Christopher David Causey of Eden, I'm not sure where that is, but I'm guessing it's Wicomico County, are scheduled to appear in Wicomico County District Court December 6th to face charges that carry a maximum fine of $12,000. Acting on a tip, officers found that LaCates and Causey shot a whitetail buck during the bow season in 2014, counting down and shooting at the same time. In other words, draw your bow, 3, 2, 1, shoot. Both shot at the same time. LaCates had already checked in a 9-point buck that season and did not have an antlered bonus stamp. The investigation further found that all three men were hunting on state land in Dorchester County in December 2015 and did not check in the 4 does that they killed. Officers checking the Talbot side of the Bill Burton Fishing Pier State Park. You know where that is, Route 50, right? We across that all the time. That was early in the month, Friday night, whatever Friday night it was. Charged two people with poaching striped bass. Mario Gomez Mata, 48, and Margarita Pereira de Vargas, 62. Both of Hyattsville each received citation for having 13 undersized striped bass. The largest one was 9.5 inches. Well, let's take a couple phone calls. Russ in Dundalk. Good morning, Russ. How are you?
Good morning, Alan. How are you?
I'm good.
Great. I just called to enter for the CVA.
Okay.
And if you've been following anything that's going on with my family, we recently moved into a house, and I expect to get settled and back out in the field hunting.
Oh, congratulations. That's great.
Thank you very much.
That's great. So, well, good, buddy. That's good. You're still doing the website work that you were doing?
Yes, sir. I do.
Good.
Still working for Mr. Clyde and Mr. Bill. They're just great people.
Yeah, they are.
And I'm available to help any other business that
of course
small and starting out.
All right, Russ. Appreciate that, buddy.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too. Bye bye. All right, let's talk to Mark in Towson. Good morning, Mark. How are you, sir?
Good, good.
What's going on?
Oh, gosh, where to start? It sounds like you had a good time last week.
We had a whirlwind. We had a magazine deadline in the middle of all that. So that was, it was a lot of work, but it was a lot of fun. So.
Well, you got through it. And.
We did. We're looking at the other side, so now we start on another magazine.
Yeah, and the memories will last for a lifetime.
Oh, the memories are great. Great memories, you know.
That's
so
great.
Yes. So it was a lot of family on both sides and friends, and it was a good old Eastern Shore wedding. I'll say that.
It was beautiful.
Yes, it was. Very nice.
A lot of fun.
So, yes, sir. So, what's on your mind? Just calling in and getting the contest?
Yeah, and also to remind people, and it's easy to get discouraged, but just remind people to vote. It is so critical to vote for the Second Amendment.
You know, that should be your focus, and you should take and we put this on the Maryland Hunting Coalition Facebook page. You know, because the coalition's not allowed to endorse a candidate or, you know, political party or anything like that, and we won't. But I'm saying this to the listeners. You need to look at both candidates. You may have to hold your nose. You may want to plug your ears. You may want to throw a brick through your TV screen, okay? Or, you know, you could just turn on General Hospital or something like that. And
thanks.
Oh, what? Oh, you like General Hospital.
It's better than this political stuff we've been dealing with.
Yeah, you're right. But pay attention to both candidates, what they say about the Second Amendment, and who do you want to appoint the next two or three Supreme Court justices who are hearing our constitutional cases? I mean, the choice is abundantly clear to me.
Yeah.
You know.
And if you don't vote for somebody, make sure you vote against somebody.
Cut through all the noise and just base it on our Constitution, who's going to preserve not only the Second Amendment, but all the others. And look who's, you know, just cut through all that periphery, whatever that stuff is that surrounds this campaign, and say, this person is going to be appointing Supreme Court justices who are going to make decisions that affect not only my life now, but the lives of my family, my kids, my grandkids, and for future generations. So, you know, like I said, to me, the choice is abundantly clear. And, yeah, you might be voting for somebody. You might be voting against somebody. But, man, the choice is clear to me. That's for sure.
So. Yeah, but it's absolutely critical.
It is.
Because once our rights are lost, we will not live to see them.
You will not. No, you're right. You won't live to see them and get them back. You're right. So, Mark, I appreciate the call and the reminder. Very nice.
Thank you.
You got
it,
buddy.
Have a great week.
You too. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Chuck in Hampstead. Good morning, Chuck. How are you, sir?
Good morning, Alan. Hello, Robin.
Good morning, Chuck. How are you doing?
Pretty good.
You headed out to the stand this morning?
Yes, I'm heading up my blind up to Memphisburg.
It is a beautiful morning, full moon.
Beautiful morning and a full moon.
Yeah, full moon. A little chilly out there. It actually feels like hunting season.
Yes, I was thrilled with the way the weather's been the end of this week.
Yes, exactly. And muzzleloader season coming in on Thursday, 80 degrees.
Yeah, I know.
Good grief. Well, been there, done that before, so we'll see what happens again, you know. So, but the deer.
I was in Delaware last weekend with the PCBA hunt.
How'd you do?
Nothing.
Nothing.
The deer was decided to hide because of the front coming up the coast.
Oh, that yeah, the nor'easter. That's right. Yeah, any kind of east wind. I think I said this on the air before. The east wind is just not conducive to good deer hunting, in my opinion. You know, it just.
Well, I was hunting with the hunt club.
Right.
And so there are other members out hunting, and it was the first weekend of Delaware muzzleloader.
Right.
And you would have thought it was the opening day of both season. It was so quiet on Friday.
Really.
Yeah.
Wow.
Only one of the guys shot. That was right. He was right at dark, like 10 minutes till 7.
Yeah.
So he got a doe on a farm, two farms over.
Right.
And I didn't see anything. I mean, plenty of sign, but
sure. They're hunkered down. Yep.
So then, and I was in different stands or blinds. Then Saturday. Afternoon, even though it was raining, we went out and there was a different blind overlooking a harvested cornfield that had a patch of standing corn about 40 yards away.
Right.
And I didn't see anything until 10 to 7, but that was when I was packing up because my guide had shot his doe with a muzzleloader about 600 yards away. So I just started packing up.
Right.
And a buck went running by at 15 yards.
Nice.
Yeah. But, well, and I wouldn't have been shooting anyway because it was too small. They have a 15-inch limit.
Right. I got you. Well, at least you had a little bit of an encounter. That's okay.
Yeah, but it was a good hunt. Some great land.
Good.
And hunted a bunch of different farms.
Well, that's cool.
So.
Well, maybe you have better luck this morning.
I hope so. I haven't seen anything close enough to shoot yet up here, so.
Yeah.
Hopefully. Oh, I want to tell you, too. My buddy Bob put my heater back up last Friday.
Yeah, the bear tore it down a couple of times, and then you put it up in a tree on a 2x6 or something?
2x6, yeah, and that came down and broke the 2x6.
Right.
Well, we had it up on a 4x4.
Yep.
And the wind blew it down on Sunday.
You're not having very good luck with that feeder,
yeah,
buddy.
Yeah, because I went up Monday to change my card.
Yeah.
And I pulled down the lane, drive down to where my blind is. And
yeah.
Where's my feeder? I don't see it. And I drive up to it. There it is, laying on the ground. I got a lot of pictures of it down because it came down about noon on Sunday.
Right.
So, at night, I had a visit from a sow and two cubs.
Oh, wow, cool.
And that's where the real damage happened to the motor for me.
I'm sure. A sow and two cubs. Wow. That's pretty cool because you had a single bear on there all summer.
What?
You had a single bear on there all summer. Yeah. Now you got a sow and two cubs. Wow.
Yeah, so, I'll send some pictures to you. I have like 60 pictures of the sow and two cubs at my feeder.
Wow. Well. All right. Good thing you're not bear hunting because that feeder would get you in a lot of trouble. So,
yeah, right.
All right, buddy. Gotta go.
I'll see you later.
Thanks, Chuck.
See you, Chuck.
Bye bye. Here he goes. Well, who's next? Let's see. That would be Stephen Perry Hall and then Larry in Easton. Good morning. Oh, all right. Larry in Easton. Good morning. How are you, sir?
Hey, Alan.
Hey, buddy.
I'm calling in for the contest.
And you're in it.
You had a caller a couple minutes ago talking about the Second Amendment.
Yes, sir.
There's a song by Leonard Skinner called God and Guns.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
That song says it all.
You're right, buddy. You're right. All right, Larry.
I'm going to go into work now.
Good luck, buddy. Talk to you soon.
Bye.
Thanks. There goes Larry. Let's talk to Stephen Perry Hall. Good morning, Steve. How are you?
Hey, thanks for getting up all these years.
Giving up all my Saturdays mornings in the stand, you're right.
And Friday nights.
Yeah.
Go out.
That's true. That's true.
But I just want to say that, you know, it's your duty as a free man to get out there and vote because that Second Amendment is going to be, if they throw these Supreme Court justices on there, that Second Amendment is going to be interpreted as just, you know, we'll be allowed to have flintlock muskets.
I know it.
You know, and that's, and they plainly said it. Chelsea Clinton, Mrs. Clinton, at times, you know, and that's what they want to do. So it's your duty as a free man to get out there and vote.
You got it. Thank you, Steve.
Thank you, Bob.
You got it, buddy. Bye-bye. There he goes, Steve. Well, that clears the plate for a little bit. We're going to take a break.
We have Hank Williams Jr. God and Guns.
So it's time for me to tell you about some guns from Clyde Sports Shop. Get them while you can. What do you think, Robin?
I think it's a good idea.
Robin, you know how many guns a man needs, right?
Just one more?
Pretty close. One more than he has. Yep, exactly. Well, look, it's interesting. I heard a comment from an outfitter, well-known outfitter, the other day that was talking about the rifles, high-powered rifles, being permitted in Caroline County to hunt this year. And he was saying that they should have put a rule in there to make it from elevated stands. But that being what it is, let me tell you about a great value on a rifle. Maybe you've been a shotgun shooter all your life and you want to try one. Clyde Sports Shop carries the new AB3 Hunter, the A-Bolt 3. It's a package gun from the factory, beautiful walnut stock, blued steel barrel, A-Bolt action. And it comes with a 60-degree throw bolt action, detachable double-stack magazine, and a factory-installed Nikon Buckmaster 4-12x40 BDC rifle scope. 243, 7mm 08, 308, 270, 30-06, 7mm Remington mag, and 300 Win mag. This gun is available, and it is extremely reasonable for a high-powered rifle. When you compare the value of a Browning, this Browning, with any other rifle, and you see some of the stuff that's out there, you will know that this will be the firearm for you. Clyde Sports Shop is your Browning hunting headquarters and your full-line Browning dealer, located at 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway exit number 9. Clyde's also carries Browning ammunition and the full line of Browning handguns, rifles, and shotguns. The website is clydesports.com, and they have a full-time gunsmith as well to take care of anything. They're open 7 days a week. Phone number 410-242-6108, 410-242-6108, Clyde's Sports Shop.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you. Alan Ellis here for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie spray-on bedliners. You know, Linex spray-on bedliners are rated number one and carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. Your tools and your tackle, crabbing, and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose the Linex premium bedliner that looks great and offers UV protection or the Linex Extra with Kevlar and paint match. And Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your trucks. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, fender flares, and much more. These guys provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex bedliner and truck gear accessories. Catonsville Linex, located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Attention, gun owners, hunters, and shooters. Hafer's Gunsmithing in Hagerstown, Maryland is your one-stop gun shop for sales, service, and training. Large selection of new and used guns? Hafer'sGuns.com. Large selection of ammo and reloading? Hafer'sGuns.com. Repairs, parts, custom gunsmithing? Hafer'sGuns.com. Class 3 firearms? Hafer'sGuns.com. Check out their extensive 1,600 square foot showroom. Easy access from Interstates 81 and 70. Hafer's Gunsmithing on the web at Hafer'sGuns.com or on Facebook at Hafer's Gunsmithing. 240-347-4906. Above precision, beyond accurate. And while you're at Hafer's Gunsmithing, see a redneck blind on display. Redneck blinds are the best deer blinds on the planet. Do you need a blind for the field edge, deep in the woods, or on the marsh? Choose Redneck Blinds. They're built to last. Redneck's fiberglass hunting blinds, new soft side hunting blind, and the hay bale blinds provide great visibility and shot angles for your bow, gun, and crossbow hunting. Stephen House is your Maryland Redneck Blinds dealer. Check the Redneck Blinds website, then call Stephen at 301-331-2500.
If you haven't visited the WCBM app recently, then you need to. Like any good product or service, it's new and improved. You can do things and go places you weren't able to do before. Through the WCBM app, you can reach us on Facebook and Twitter. Get all the station contact information and so much more. Leave WCBM a message and, of course, listen live. It's free and available 24/7. Just go to the App Store and put in WCBM. When you get the app, let WCBM know what you think.
Talk Radio 680. WCBM.
And now more from Alan Ellis and the Outdoorsman Radio Show on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Last night I heard this politician talking about his brand new mission. Liked this plan, but it came undone when it got around to God. But it sure wasn't down at the hunting club. Cause if it was, he'd understand just a little bit more about the working man. God and guns keep us strong. That's what this country.
That ain't gonna happen. Not on my watch. If I can warn enough people here in Maryland and the word spreads, let's see what happens. All right, let's talk to George in South Baltimore. Let's get some more callers in here for the muzzleloader contest. 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. Get signed up for that free muzzleloader from CVA and visit CVA.com. Good morning, George. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Alan. I just simply wanted to state that I'm an early riser, and I really enjoy your program, and that I joined, calling for the muzzle loader contest.
Sure.
And that's it, and I'll jump off here and wait to hear from other great callers.
Well, I appreciate that, George, and you are in the contest, and we're
thank you very much.
Yes, sir, and we're awaiting those calls, so we'll have to fill in with some real stories.
All right, well, good luck.
All right, George, thanks again, buddy. Have a good day, good weekend. Bye-bye. There he goes. All right. Wow. How about this story? October 6th from DNR. Two men who killed eight deer in a single evening in Baltimore and Howard counties have been charged with 73 counts of illegal hunting by the Maryland Natural Resources Police. John Domingo Galano, the fourth, 20 years old, of Pasadena and Christopher Michael Johnson, 20, of Halethorpe, were charged after a year-long investigation. I bet their parents are proud. The two men shot the deer with a crossbow from a vehicle with the aid of a spotlight between 1 and 5 a.m. on October 18, 2015, near Spring Grove Hospital Center in Baltimore County, Ellicott City, and Howard County. The carcasses of a 9-point buck and three 4-point bucks were dumped in Pasadena neighborhoods. Two deer, a 6-point buck and a doe, were taken to Anne Arundel County Wild Game Processor, and two deer were not recovered by the shooters. None of the deer were logged in or recorded as required by state law. Neither man had written permission to be hunting on any of the properties where the deer were shot. Galliano was charged with trespassing, hunting deer with spotlights, nighttime hunting, hunting from a vehicle, shooting from or across a road, hunting within a safety zone, hunting on private land, failing to report a kill, wanton waste of deer, false entry in a public record, and illegal dumping. He is due in Anne Arundel County District Court on October 11th, in Baltimore County District Court on November 14th, and Howard County District Court on November 17th. Mr. Johnson was charged, that would be Christopher Michael Johnson, was charged with 20 years old, trespassing, hunting deer with spotlights, nighttime hunting, hunting from a vehicle, shooting from across on a, or across a road, hunting within a safety zone, hunting on private land, failing to report a kill, wanton waste of deer, possessing a loaded crossbow in a vehicle, false entry in a public record, and illegal dumping. He is due in Baltimore County District Court November 14th and Howard County District Court November 17th. Charges could result in fines of more than $50,000 each for each man and jail time. And you wonder why the Maryland Hunting Coalition was so proactive in asking our General Assembly to pass the Poaching Restitution Act of 2016. You wonder. Good morning, Phil in Crumpton. How are you, sir?
Good morning. I'm great. I'm actually in Preston doing some duck hunting this morning.
Oh, good. How are the ducks? I mean, well, they're not flying just yet, are they?
What
are
you,
when's legal shooting time this morning?
It should be around 6:45.
6:45? Yeah. Yep. Yeah, we watched sun come up. We watched sun come up in Ocean City a couple days.
Yeah. And I wanted to tell you a CVA story real quick. I bought a Magbolt 150 years ago in a blister pack.
Right.
And it came with a VHS tape, and my son and I watched it to see all the instructions. It was new to us. And
right.
Every time they came back from a break, they would sing CVA. And it just got to be funny as we kept watching it. And every time that we would talk about the rifle or whatever, we would always sing the CVA thing.
That's pretty funny.
And that's funny. But I've killed a lot of deer with that rifle.
That's a good rifle, that CVA. I've killed a number of deer with my CVA. I've got a couple of them, you know, and I really enjoy that firearm. They extremely accurate. I mean, you know.
Yeah, unbelievable.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they had that Bergera barrel on there that, you know, you get the right combination, and you got to play with it a little bit, you know, somewhere between 90 and 100 grains of powder, and, you know.
I shoot 250 grain pellets, 100 grains, and with a 365 powerful, bullet.
Yeah.
And unbelievable accuracy. But I'm ready for a new one.
I hear you. Did you go online and see the commercial, the takeoff on the Jeremiah Johnson movie where, you know, he finds the old mountain guy, you know, dead up on the mountain with a gun frozen in his hands, you know? If you remember the opening to Jeremiah Johnson?
Yeah.
Yeah, and he pries the gun out of the guy's hands, and he looks at it, and he holds it up over his head and yells, "It's a CBA!" Pretty cool. So, all right, Phil, appreciate the call. See you, buddy.
All right, Alan, thanks.
Bye-bye. Here he goes. Tony, Delaware. Good morning, Tony. How are you?
Good, Alan. I just wanted to get into contents, and I have a question for you, buddy.
I'll do my best.
I called you last year about what bullet you were shooting in your CBA, you kind of went blank on me. Told me you were going to look at it.
And I haven't looked at it. Well, I did look at it, and I just didn't write it down, and it doesn't lodge in my memory very well.
If you can't recall it.
What's that?
say it must be something pretty unique if you can't recall it.
Well, it's not necessarily unique. I mean, they're out there. It's just not one of the big brands. It's just not something that I can, you know, I've used Power Belt bullets. I like the arrow tip, the kind of the black silver one with the red tip. I like that one in a couple of my guns. The one I shoot in the other CVA, it's an all lead hollow point bullet. It's a saboted bullet. They come with either an orange or a blue, sabot in a blister pack. And I also shoot the light field, sabot bullet. I don't know if anybody's ever heard that light field does a muzzle loader bullet. But, you know, I've got a number of muzzle loaders and I try to develop the best load for each one of them. But the load I'm liking the best is the bullet I cannot recall. So.
How about powder? Are you using the loose or are you using the pellets?
I am now using what is it called? Blackhorn 209.
Okay.
So what? I mean, it's. I think it's Blackhorn. Is that what it's called?
Yeah, it is.
Okay. Yeah, and I love it. I mean, it's so easy to clean. It's, you know, it's just unbelievable. So it's. I sound like a guy running for president. It's unbelievable. But it's good stuff. I mean, I really like that powder. I switched to that. I still use the 777 in some of the guns.
Right.
And I like the pellets, and I like that. So.
One last question, buddy.
Yeah, buddy.
If you're using Powder Deck pellets, to switch over to the 777, will it change? I know it's cleaner burning. Will it change the point of impact much?
It shouldn't. It might make them just a little hotter. The 777, which means they might shoot just a tad higher, but I'm not going to say it's going to, you know, jump at 4 inches or anything like that, but,
to be safe, I need to recite it.
Well, yeah, I would, absolutely. You know, I would, so, but, yeah, it shouldn't change your side to side. It might change your up and down a little bit. They might, like I said, they might shoot a little higher, a little flat. They're going to shoot a little flatter as well. Because, I mean, those 777 pellets are like a 50 grain is like equal to a 55 grain or 60 grain Pyrodex pellet, something like that.
Right.
Just because they burn cleaner. So you have more energy.
All right, buddy. One last question. What have you heard on the duck production for this area this year?
You know,
last year. Or?
You know, I don't know.
Me either.
I haven't heard much. I know this, that the geese are coming in. I can tell you that we're seeing the geese coming in on the eastern shore.
You're right.
And but I don't know. I don't know if there's any. Relationship to the ducks. I don't know that there's that much cold weather up north, you know? So.
All right, buddy. I appreciate it.
All right. I'm going to keep looking here online and see if I can find, that particular bullet I'm looking for.
I'll be listening, buddy. Appreciate it.
I'll do my best. Thanks, man.
Thank you.
Yep. See you later. Thanks. There he goes. 410 WC. I really should write that down. I'm giving a muzzleloader away. I know Tony's going to ask that question, you know? So. What are you watching?
I'm not watching anything. My alarm went off.
Your alarm went off? Oh, she can't hear.
Now I can.
There you go. Now you can. Good job there, Chris. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. You're welcome to call and get in the muzzleloader contest. I'm looking at the whole variety of muzzleloader bullets here, and I'm not seeing the ones I'm looking for yet, but I'll find them. I will find them. So, that tends to lead to this question to the listeners. Muzzleloader season coming up. Have you sighted in? Number two, what bullet are you using? What bullet are you using? I know when I shot my bear, five years ago. Not the Maryland bear, but my last bear in Canada, New Brunswick. I was using a 404 grain Power Belt bullet. I had a 454 grain with me, but look, let me tell you something. It anchored the bear and he never moved. He never moved. He never moved. And it was very interesting. But, yeah, that 404 grain in front of two pellets of 777. Yeah. At 25 yards, it tended to, yeah, it flattened him out, no question about it. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is, and you'll see that deer, you'll see that bear mount.
Yeah, I know.
One of these days. So, what do you mean, yeah, you know?
My back room is going to be overtaken with animals.
That's true. Yep. 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 The rug, the shoulder mount, and the life size, it's all bears.
Can't wait.
Not many deer. One, two, a sika deer, 6-point sika, a 10 and an 8 white tail, buck and doe antelope on a pedestal mount, and a couple ducks. Like
23?
Keep going.
Uh-huh. It's more than whatever's ever been in that house before, let's put it that way.
Well, that's true. Yeah, and I'll even dust them.
Don't worry.
You're good with that.
I'm good with that.
Everybody out there, you better invest in some Swiffer stock. So, yeah. I love the animals. I love the memories of the hunt. I can tell you where every duck was taken and who I was with. And,
that's what I'm worried about.
Memories of the hunt. What do you mean that's what you're worried about?
It's repetitive.
You mean I tell you the same stories?
Over and over and over.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, hey.
I keep listening.
No, I mean, I can just go hunting more and not tell you the stories when I come back. That's okay. Your call.
That's
410 WCBM 680 is our phone number. 410-922-6680 is our phone number. We're going to take a break, Chris. What do you think? Talking about Clyde Sports Show. No, we don't have to talk about Clyde Sports Show. We'll do that next hour. All right. We'll be right back.
A gradual warming trend on the way for next week as temperatures climb into the 70s tomorrow and into the 80s as we make our way into Monday. No chance of rain in the forecast until possibly the end of the week. Partly cloudy here today, high 67. A fair sky tonight, low 47. Sunshine warmer tomorrow with a high 73. And Monday, mix of clouds and sunshines in the forecast, high 81. Tuesday and Wednesday, little change in weather. Sunshines in the forecast, lower 80s. Richard DeWedding at the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg is taking care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
Hey, Alan Ellis here for Bay Linex at Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex Spray-On Bedliners. You know Linex Spray-On Bedliners are rated number one, and they carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. Your tools, your tackle, your crabbing and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose the Linex Premium Bedliner that looks great and offers UV protection, or the Linex Extra with Kevlar and paint match. You know what? Bay Linex and Catonsville Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessory for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, fender flares, and much more. These guys provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck like I did, the Linex Bedliner, and truck gear accessories. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Of course, call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Catonsville Linex, located 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. 410-455-0800. Redneck Blinds are the best deer blinds on the planet. Do you need a blind for the field edge, deep in the woods, or on the marsh? Choose Redneck Blinds. They're built to last. Redneck's fiberglass hunting blinds, new soft side hunting blind, and the hay bale blinds provide great visibility and shot angles for your bow, gun, and crossbow hunting. Stephen House is your Maryland Redneck Blinds dealer. Check the Redneck Blind website, then call Stephen at 301-331-2500. You can see a Redneck Blind on display at Hafer's Gunsmithing in Hagerstown. Gun owners, hunters, and shooters, Hafer's Gunsmithing in Hagerstown, Maryland is your one-stop gun shop for sales, service, and training. Large selection of new and used guns, HafersGuns.com. Large selection of ammo and reloading, HafersGuns.com. Repairs, parts, or custom gunsmithing, HafersGuns.com. Class 3 firearms, HafersGuns.com. Check out their extensive 1,600-square-foot showroom, easy access from Interstates 81 and 70. Hafer's Gunsmithing, on the web at hafersguns.com or on Facebook at Hafer's Gunsmithing, 240-347-4906, above precision, beyond accurate.
Training, grooming, nutrition, they're all discussed on Pet Puri Talk. It's everything you ever wanted to know about your pet. Join me, Don Peacock, Saturdays at 4 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And now more from Alan Ellis and the Outdoorsman Radio Show on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
She's been itching, she's been begging, she's been wanting to go. I said, you gotta get up early. And honey, you ain't gonna like it. Cause you can't pee and you gotta be quiet. But she was bound, she was determined. So I took her down and outfitted her from head to toe. And oh my gosh, my baby looks good in camouflage. She's all decked out in brown and green. She's the sexiest tree I've ever seen. Can't concentrate when we're sitting in my stand. She's holding my gun and I'm holding her hand. And even when it's cold, she's still hot. My baby looks good in camouflage.
All right, Mom. My baby looks good in camouflage. That's right. We'll get you out and stand one of these days.
Sooner than later, hopefully.
Sooner rather than later. Works for me. Works for me. Well, folks, we've been seeing a number of, unfortunately, roadkill deer around the area. That means it's fall. That means deer are on the move. That means the breeding season is right around the corner. And we're going to see more and more and more as the what they call the rut kicks in. This is the breeding season for white-tailed deer. It starts when the deer rub the velvet off their antlers and go into what we call hard horn. That means that the testosterone level of the white-tailed bucks has risen to a point where they are ready to breed. Prior to early September, you know, you'll see them lounging around, all hanging out together in what are called bachelor groups. You might see 4, 5, 6 bucks in one bunch. You know, you might see a whole field full of deer, and the bucks are off to one side. The does don't actually come into their breeding cycle until later than the bucks are ready. The does typically go into their first estrus cycle somewhere from mid-October to mid-November. They are ready to breed at a certain point. They'll be chased, they'll be followed, they'll be harassed by the bucks until there comes that moment when they're ready to be bred. And in Maryland, the typical height or peak of the rut is the first to the second, somewhere in there, week of November. Now, you'll see rutting activity, and you'll see deer right now. You'll see bucks with swollen necks, and you'll see, you know, you'll see the rubs on the trees. And, you know, you got to learn to interpret all those signs in the woods. Is this a territorial rub? Is this just an antler, velvet being rubbed off? Is this aggressive behavior? Is this when you see a scrape where the buck will scrape the ground and urinate in the scrape and attempt to attract a doe and have a branch overhead where he secretes glands from his forehead and from his various parts of his body. You know, it's all done with glandular secretions. There's a gland between a deer's toe called an interdigital gland that they can follow each other on the trail. That's a year-round gland, but some of the sexual glands come into effect during this breeding season, like the tarsal glands on the inside of the deer's knee, on the hock, on the inside of the rear legs. That's a very potent gland and very potent secretion that you can smell, actually, if you're downwind from a deer who's getting ready to breed in rut, so to speak. And, I mean, it's one of the senses that you can use if you're a deer hunter to realize that there might be a deer in proximity to you. Don't get your nose all clogged up with your own deer lure. Put that well away from you so you can't smell it. But if you smell a deer coming, if you smell a deer in the woods, you never forget that odor. And it is a clue that there's a buck in the area. So, but I digress from where I was going with this. Those deer will chase each other. The bucks will begin to chase the does. But the does will, they're not ready to breed. The bucks are. So, the boys are chasing the girls. And occasionally those girls will run across the highway and the boy will be running after them. And, this is where they come in danger because they're not paying attention to traffic. They're not paying attention to their surroundings. The bucks tend to have tunnel vision. And this is where the deer are struck on the highways and it increased reason for it. I may have told you this before. When I was a kid, I grew up in a nursing home. And it was to some degree self-sufficient nursing home where the land was tilled and they raised their own corn, they raised their own peppers. The potatoes were brought in from a supplier and stored in a cave and underneath one of the embankments there on the property. They grew their own tomatoes and onions and that type of thing. And some of the protein, some of the meat came in from roadkill deer. And there, during the breeding season, it fascinated me at the age of, 8, 9, 10, 11 years old to watch those deer being processed by actually one of the residents of the nursing home with some assistance from some of the guys that hunted. But they would bring these deer in, stack them up in a cold room. They would dress them out and skin them. And there'd be a deer carcass hanging there in the walk-in cooler, and the maintenance men, part of their job at the time, this is back in the 60s now, to get those deer carcasses into the cutting room. They had their own butcher shop, and they would cut those deer and process them, and grew up eating deer meat, roadkill deer meat, along with, 100 residents of the nursing home and the staff. It was no big deal. No big deal. So, that's how I grew up, and where I knew that there was something going on in the fall, and I'm passing it on to you. The bucks are chasing the doe, so just be careful out there on the highways any time of the day or night, but especially, at night when you can't see them coming. All right, there's the music. We're coming to the end of the show. More with Robin here next hour, watching what's going on here, commenting occasionally. Voice is fine.
I'm getting better at this.
Yeah, I know you're getting better. And more calls from you. We're giving that CVA muzzleloader away, so keep calling. Keep the calls coming in while we're on the air. All you got to do is call. Leave your phone number with our producer. Is Pepe here?
Mm-hmm.
That'll be Pepe the next hour. And get out, stay out, stay safe, protect yourself.